All right, so there's a lot of one-man shows out there that are kind of like monologues, and they don't require all that much energy. I mean, your production seems like it requires a ton of energy. Can you just describe the experience of actually performing it?
Sure. Well, somehow when I created it, I wound up deciding that I was going to play 30 different people. I'm writing it. So I didn't yet. When I wrote it, I hadn't yet approached it as an actor and asked myself, well, do you really want to have to portray 30 different people as an actor? So I gave myself this task. The writer gave the actor this task, and then the actor had to meet the challenge. So and that's been a lot of fun, and a lot of energy. A lot of energy going into distinguishing between all of these different people. But great fun.
So for people that aren't familiar with the production, can you just give us a little synopsis of what it's all about?
Sure. So I play 30 people who all have sexual problems. One of the people in the play, a main character in the play, is a version of myself, a slightly fictionalized version of myself, who also has sexual problems. So I wanted to write about sexual problems, sexual confusion, because I think that a lot of people have questions about sex, but it's awfully taboo to talk about that sort of thing. And so I decided that I would put that on the stage. And there is also a central narrative, which is I talk about sexual problems that are the result of my childhood sexual abuse. And I made a decision that I would write this play as a comedy, and that I would have this world of people who also have all kinds of problems, so that I could, in fact, normalize discussions about sexual trauma, the aftermath of sexual trauma, but put it in the context of this humorous world of everybody, nobody's doing it, and for a million different reasons.
What do you want people to take away from the production? You said that it's funny, but it seems like, you know, there's a lot of underlining messages, there's a lot of other things that you want to get across.
Yeah, definitely. I want to normalize conversations about sex. I want to foster sexual health, sexual healing, and these open conversations. My play is anti-shame. There's a lot of shame that's associated with all of these topics, especially the long-term effects of sexual trauma, but not just, also just a lot of shame associated with any kind of sex problems. Maybe particularly for women, actually, because with Viagra commercials, I know when we watch TV now, at night it seems like every 10 minutes is another Viagra commercial. So I think that that's a bit more in the public conversation and in the public consciousness, male sexual problems. But female sexual problems are still pretty taboo, I feel, to talk about. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. So yeah, I just wanted to open up the conversation and to do so in this, maybe to take an initiative that is, like I said, anti-shame, to be able to maybe give people license to talk about these things.
Okay, 30 characters. Which one is your favorite? I know it's a hard decision to make, but...
I guess one of my favorites is actually a real person that I play on the stage. It's a rabbi who has written a number of books about sex. He's a conservative rabbi, but he's written these books about how to have a great sex life with your partner. And so he's a lot of fun to play. And I have these sex friendships in the play. I have these women meet, five women, including the character that is a version of myself, all meet and discuss their sex problems. So that's a lot of fun because I go back and forth between all of these different women in a really quick kind of way. And I've definitely fallen in love with all of those people.
How do you think writing this production has impacted your married life?
Well, when I started the play, actually, I started it as a project, really, as an adventure, so that I would, it basically forced me to go on a certain kind of journey where I decided that I would write the play and I would see different practitioners. commissioners. What I was concerned about was a residue of this trauma that I had experienced, in fact, more than 40 years ago. And I was curious about why I still had a residue of this trauma despite all kinds of healing that I'd done. In fact, decades and decades of healing, psychological, emotional healing. I was curious why, in fact, my body still had some kind of, it still, why this still had an effect on my body. And so I decided that I would go on this journey where I would see different practitioners to see what they could offer me with regard to trauma, but also just in with regard to marriage as well, and different kinds of things that happen in marriage, especially diminished libidos and things of that nature, which are almost cliche, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see what they had to say about that as well. And then I decided I would take all this information and I would compile it, but I would compile almost, it was almost, you know, in the moment I'm compiling it, compiling the play and constructing it as it's going on. And so at the beginning of the process, I actually didn't know how things would end, things would end up. So, yeah, so it was a really cool experience. And in terms of how it's affected my relationship, I mean, putting myself in that, putting myself on that journey has been really amazing for my relationship, for my marriage.